Catching up with head coach of the Central College cross country teams, Joe Dunham, here on today's Langley Radio Sports page. Coach Dunham, thanks for joining us. A great start here for the cross country programs at Central College, and coming off of two meet wins over there at Grinnell at the Les Duke Invitational, both the men's and women's squad winning that. What's kind of your overall feel coming off of that meet and the start you guys have had to the 2023 campaign?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always fun to get a chance to talk with you and talk a little bit about the program. You know, I think it's been a great start for both teams, our men and our women. We knew going into this season that we had a lot coming back, and we knew that we'd have a lot of depth on both sides. So really excited to see how the team has come together so far. Starting out with our home meet, just great depth there, and we got some great performances out of everybody, kind of built our confidence, and then going into the Grinnell meet at the Les Duke. We love that. We love that meet. We love Grinnell College and competing with them. And they put on a great meet over there. So we enjoy going over there and kind of laying everything on the line early in the season. It's a tough, challenging course. So it was great to see our team run well over there. I was really pleased with how they navigated the course. We really preached patience early in that meet just because of the course and the difficulty of it. And so it was great to see them execute that plan, and so was really excited to see that.
And you talk about executing the plan and the depth of both these teams. The men's side, you return three All-Americans, which is crazy to think about, you know, out of 7-5 scorers somewhere in that neighborhood, and you got three All-Americans coming back, and just seeing their continued improvement this year and seeing them compete so well and navigate that course so well at Grinnell, what can you say about what you've seen from the men's squad specifically?
Yeah, the men. It's kind of an interesting group. Like you mentioned, we've got three front runners that do a great job. They do a great job leading our team, and they do a great job kind of just helping the younger guys. So that having that stability has been really nice. Our two captains, Noah and Derek Webster, both great leaders for our team and have been doing a great job just bringing them along. We do have a lot of freshmen that have come in that have made impacts right away. And I think a big reason that they've been able to do that is because of our leadership of those three front runners and then Derek as well. And so it's been a great beginning of the season. And, you know, I think right now we're just trying to help our younger runners get more confident and more familiar with the longer distance race. And we're seeing that happen very quickly, but it's also brought in a little bit of competition within our team, and our sophomores and juniors and some of the guys that are becoming more veterans, you know, it's forced them to step up as well. It's been great for them, and so we're really starting to see great performances all across the board on our men's team, and so that's been really exciting to see. And it's early in the year yet, so we're being patient and we're letting the season come to us, but so far, everything's great. The biggest key is keeping everyone healthy, keeping them happy, and keeping them hungry to train and to continue to work. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
It has been a lot of fun. And now transition over to the women's side. There's one runner that I'm going to hold off because I want to talk about her a little bit more on her own. But when you look at the women's squad, you got Caroline McMartin back, who, you know, All-American record-breaking performer. She's been phenomenal, and she's continued that over at Grinnell. The rest of the team running really well there and kind of adding on to what Caroline's been able to do there. You guys take first place at that meet. What have you seen from the women's squad this season?
Yeah, I mean, similar to the men, I think we've got great depth and we've got great unity. Both teams have really shown a lot of great unity with each other, and our women's squad has really exhibited that here at the beginning of the season. And that's tough when you've got so many young ladies that are all really, really good runners. And so they build each other up, just running together. They work really well together, and they have a great perspective of team first, which is a theme we really try to push through, every day in practice. So the unity with our team has been excellent. And again, I think that comes back to the leadership of our leaders on our team as well. I think the most impressive thing that I've seen on our women's side is just how they've come together, how they've built each other up, and it's fun to see that take place on the course.
That's great to hear. As we're here talking to Central College cross country coach Joe Dunham about the 2023 season, I wanted to ask you, you know, I left her out specifically because I wanted to talk more about her, Megan Johnson. It's been a long time since she's run cross country competitively. Obviously, a lot of training that goes into that and staying mentally prepared and ready to go physically. And she's come in and not missed a beat this season. What can you say about what you've seen from her this season, knowing that it's been a long time to get back to this point?
Well, I think if you were to describe Megan and her running, with one word, I think the word would probably be discipline. She loves it. She loves the sport. She loves the work. She loves to grind out hard long runs, and so she's just a very easy person to coach. So motivating her and giving her the confidence that she needs is quite easy. She's an extremely smart runner, and she really is in tune with her body and how it performs and how to perform well. And so, you know, she's just been such a great addition to our squad ever since she came onto the cross country team, and she's really put herself into a place for great success through her hard work. And she's a great example to the other runners on the team. Being abroad last fall, which was just an incredible experience for her. I was glad that she was able to go over and experience that. You know, Central is really all about the comprehensive experience and getting a chance to do a lot of different things and experience a lot of different things. And I think that was a really neat time in her life for her to go experience a different part of the world. We certainly missed her back here at Pella, and it's really, really great to have her back. But it's been a nice shot in the arm for our women's team to have her back and leading our team along with Caroline and along with our other captain, Kate Hugenson, who does just an incredible job as well. So all of the leadership that we have has really brought our team together, and it's exciting to see that come to pass.
That is exciting. And briefly, here, one final question for you as you kind of look ahead. Still fairly early in the season, still a lot of season to go before we get to the national meet. What are some of the things you're kind of looking for from your squad as the season progresses here and they march towards the national meet?
Yeah, you know, I think the cross-country season is definitely a sport where you have to be patient and you have to let the fitness come at the right time. And timing is pretty important. And so we're really in kind of our first stages of training right now, and we're building our foundation, and they're really responding well to that. So, you know, we're really just looking, from my standpoint, I'm really just looking to build confidence in each of them. And we do that through performance, and we do that through practice. And so staying consistent, focusing on the process, not the result, is really a big part of my coaching philosophy. And, you know, those are the things that we can control. So trying to get them to stay really focused on what they're doing every day to become better, and not on how fast they're racing. You know, and the result will come as you do the process correctly. And so we really focus on that, and that's what we'll continue to do through the season. But you know, this has been just a great group of young runners on both sides, the men and the women, and it's been a real joy to be able to coach them this year, and it's going to be a really special season. You know, just in terms of connection and the family that we have and the relationships that are built here.
Absolutely. Coach Dunham, thanks for the time and best of luck the rest of the cross country season.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Joe Dunham, head cross country coach at Central College, here on today's Daily Radio Sports page.